This week, the election we think is just around the corner, be it in November or in February. So we're looking at some of the Dáil constituencies and in particular, those that are going to be hardest to call. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast and don't forget to subscribe wherever it is you are listening. This week, get ready, election talk. Election talk is going to be coming quite a lot on this feed, I imagine, over the next while, whether it be November or whether it be February or March or wherever that we are going to the polls. Most people in political circles believe it is going to be November. November 22nd is the date that I have staked my reputation on at the minute. I think that is the date that gives the most sense, allows them to do the bits that they want to do to wrap up this government and then go to the polls before Christmas. We will know more in the coming weeks. Who knows, might even know more by the time you listen to this podcast if things move a bit faster than expected. So on this particular podcast, I'm sort of giving you a bit of a taste of one that's to come because myself and Ivan Yates have been working on this project that we're going to launch during the election campaign. It's a podcast called Calling It on News Talk. And we are going to be running through all 43 of the Dáil constituencies in forensic detail, looking at the runners and riders, the history, the redraw, what's changed since last time around, and who is most likely to get elected. We will then be calling it and making our predictions. So I've had the head in the books for the last while. I've been putting together this monumental document for News Talk, 58,000 words last time I checked it. Going through all the runners and riders in all the different constituencies. And this week, I'm picking out three that I'm having particular trouble calling it with. Three that are going to be very difficult to nail down and could go in all sorts of directions. So we're going to start in Cork. We're going to start with Cork Southwest. And this is one that has an awful lot of people in the political bubble talking. Cork Southwest is a three-seat constituency. Its current TDs are the Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins, Christopher O'Sullivan of Fianna Fáil, and Holly Kearns, the Social Democrats leader. So two party leaders in a three-seat constituency, with really the big challenger going to be Fine Gael, trying to reclaim a seat in what is Michael Collins, not that Michael Collins, but their Michael Collins, or the old Michael Collins, if you want to put it that way, trying to claim a seat back there and push out one of the incumbents. And it's a fascinating battle because effectively you can box this off as actually a two-seat constituency. Independent Ireland's Michael Collins is going to top the poll and he is going to be returned. So then after that, you have got Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and the Social Democrats, three or perhaps, you know, perhaps even four. I wouldn't rule out the second Fine Gael candidate into two. Who are the runners and riders? Christopher O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD, sort of on the lefty, greeny wing of Fianna Fáil. He's a former whale-watching guide. Holly Kearns, obviously leader of the Social Democrats, came from pretty much nowhere to take over the party. I mean, she won her council seat by, I think, a single vote or a very, very slim margin. She came and overtook Fine Gael on transfers in 2020 to be a surprise win, I suppose, in Cork to take a Dáil seat, and then within a couple of years was leader of the party and one of the most recognisable leaders in the country. Really popular among young people, has opened up the Social Democrats to a whole new demographic, and has a big national profile. And then you've got Fine Gael, and they're running two candidates. One is Senator Tim Lombard. He narrowly missed out last time out. If it was based on first preferences, he would have won a seat. He was in there, and he lost out on transfers. And then the other is Nolo Donovan, a councillor out of Clonakilty, who got about 2,200 votes in the local elections last time around. So the thinking here is 4-2 doesn't go, obviously. And so who is going to get there? One of the Fine Gael candidates, Tim Lombard, would be seen as the favourite by most. I'm saying just watch that a little bit. I have a bit of a thing about people who got a very strong vote in the most recent local elections. People remember you a bit more and maybe you can push yourself up the ballot, whereas Lombard hasn't contested an election since the Dáil and Shannon seats in 2020. Christopher O'Sullivan, good solid TD. What tips me that he will keep his seat is that in all the history of the constituency, only once has there not been a Fianna Fáil seat for this area. And that was in 2011 when the party had the massacre against it. And even then, it was very, very close on transfer. So I think Christopher O'Sullivan is most likely to take the second seat. And then that leaves Do you have the leader of the Social Democrats, Holly Kearns, or do you have Fine Gael on this sort of Simon Harris bounce in a heartland that they used to be very strong in, taking back the seat? And the pro-Holly argument is she has a huge profile, way, way more than she used to have. She has really blossomed as a politician over the last few years and is a big hitter in the Dáil, a big name in the Dáil. The two don't go against each other. I kind of think that what we might see with Holly Kearns is she will have a much bigger first preference vote this time and perhaps lose out some of the transfers that she pulled. She benefited massively from a strong Sinn Féin candidate last time around. They had a really good candidate who was eliminated before Holly Kearns, and a lot of his transfers went over to her. He's since left Sinn Féin, left politics entirely, in fact, so they don't have a very good candidate here. So if she can mop up those votes on first preferences, puts her in a good position to be there or thereabouts for taking a seat. The argument for Fine Gael: Tim Lombard was really close last time. They're on a big wind behind them with Simon Harris at the minute, and they have a much better second candidate. So the second candidate last time around didn't do so well for Fine Gael. I don't think that'll be the case this time, whether the second candidate ends up being Nola Donovan or Tim Lombard. So there's a much bigger transfer to come there to get them in. If I was calling it right this second, I'd be in an awful lot of trouble because I don't know which way I'm going to ultimately land on it. I think I will ultimately back Holly Kearns to take the seat because I just think people have been betting against her for quite a while, and she always manages to pull it out of the hat, and she has had that big profile boost in the last few years. And the Social Democrats had a pretty okay vote in Cork in the local elections as well, even though the councillor in her own backyard lost a seat. So that's where I'm going, but I don't feel very good about it. As I say, these are the constituencies where anyone who tells you they know exactly what way they're going to go at this point is lying to you. The second constituency that I want to look at in this particular podcast is Dublin Bay South. It is an area that has seen the death of many a minister over the year, that has ended political careers, that has had no problem kicking out very popular and high profile TDs. The sitting TDs at the minute are Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil, Ivana Bacsik, the leader of the Labour Party, Eamon Ryan, the former leader of the Green Party, and Chris Andrews of Sinn Féin. You had Owen Murphy elected in 2020. He left politics entirely, in fact, and has a book coming out, which could be out around the time for the election, which would be interesting in itself. His seat was taken by Ivana Bacsik of Labour in the by-election. Now, this is interesting for who we don't know is 100% running yet. So among the runners and riders at the minute, Jim O'Callaghan is running again. Ivana Bacsik is running again. Hazel Chu of the Green Party is looking to keep Eamon Ryan's seat, the former Lord Mayor of Dublin. James Gagan is the Fine Gael candidate as it stands. Owen Hayes of the Social Democrats, Nick Delahanty, an independent TD, and Alan Healy of AIM2, and Chris Andrews will be there for Sinn Féin. Now, why I say the final ballot will really change things is that there are whispers that Michael McDougall is going to run. In fact, more than whispers, there's a lot of talk that Michael McDougall is going to run as an independent in this constituency, that he wants to be out of the Senate. People I talk to in Dublin Bay South have really mixed opinions on this. Some think it's a dead cert and are planning for it. Others think Michael McDougall just likes his name being put out there and involved in the conversation and has really no intention of giving up a very cushy gig in the Shannon. The other figure is Kate O'Connell of Fine Gael, the former TD. She lost her seat in the 2020 election. Pharmacist, very outspoken, good profile, great media performer. And the talk, as of just a couple of weeks ago, was that she was certain to be added to the ticket for Fine Gael as the second candidate. Now, since then, I have been told several times, oh, it's coming this week, it's coming this week, it's coming this week. It hasn't yet come. And so now there's a bit of a question mark. Is she actually going to run? And I have been told that Fine Gael have done polling in the area, polling the name of Emma Blaine, another councillor in the constituency. She's also in James Gagan's patch, his local electoral patch, so the geography of it doesn't work very well. But this is, you know, there's a lot of this constituency is very well to do. Ranelagh, Rathgar, you know, like these kind of places where you'd pay enough. The only places that might be affected by the rise in that stamp duty, the mansion tax as it was in the budget, are some of the only places. So there's a lot of a Fine Gael vote there, and they are really targeting two. If they run Kate O'Connell, I think they have every chance of getting two between herself and James Gagan. If they don't, there's an open question mark. if McDougall and Kate O'Connell run, at least one of them takes a seat. I think that's two boxed off, one independent, one Fine Gael. And then there's a big name going to lose out, isn't there? Could it be Jim O'Callaghan of Fianna Fáil? Fianna Fáil didn't do well here in the local elections. They did disastrously in the by-election, though most people say you can't put that on him. It was a bad candidate. He hasn't been anywhere near as high profile as he was at the start of this government when he turned down a junior ministry. And the feeling in Fianna Fáil is ultimately that hurt him and hasn't been the right decision for him. Ivana Bacic had a really big performance in the by-election, but Labour are obviously still a bit iffy nationally, even if things are looking a bit more rosy in this election than they were. Hazel Chew has a very big profile, but is a bit divisive as a candidate, even within the Green Party. And then you have Chris Andrews, who should keep a seat for Sinn Féin, but obviously the party itself has been having a turndown. So if they can arrest things to 16, 17, 18%, he gets in. If they're having a really bad day, he's out. So what I'm saying about this is I'm all over the place with this constituency. There's not a name I would give you unless McDougall runs that I would think, yeah, 100% I could see them. There absolutely is a Fine Gael seat here. There is possibly two Fine Gael seats here. I don't think that's beyond the realm of possibility. And so if you have those two, I would lean a little bit into the theory that the other two seats would come on the left, that it would probably be Ivana Bacic and Chris Andrews who would get in, and that it would be Jim O'Callaghan who will lose out. I think Hazel Chew is a good candidate, but possibly on a down day for the Greens. Even though this is good green turf, I'm just not convinced that she'll have enough to do it. I think she might end up electing Ivana Bacic. So that's number two of the constituencies that I am finding really hard to call. And that is probably the one with the biggest household name recognition, where you are going to see somebody lose out for sure. The third constituency, and I can't wait to do this one with Ivan because it's his home patch, it's Wexford. And Wexford and Wicklow have been totally and utterly changed since the last election, where there was two constituencies. There are now three constituencies, a sort of a Wicklow North that goes down to just below Wicklow Town, from below Wicklow Town, essentially Arklow down to Goree and sort of the northern end of Enniscorthy. There's a Wicklow-Wexford constituency. And then there's the new Wexford constituency, which is all that was there before, to just about above Enniscorthy. So the problem for the TDs here is it was a five-seater. It's now a four-seater. And you are seeing two of the sitting TDs in Paul Keogh of Fine Gael and Brendan Howland of Labour stepping aside. Paul Keogh, I think, because he didn't like the electoral looks, and Brendan Howland has had a very long and very successful career, in fairness to him. So where does that tee us up? Well, you have, I think, at least one guaranteed seat here. That's James Brown of Fianna Fáil, Enniscorthy base. The Browns have had seats in Wexford for going back absolutely generations. So I think he's one to nail on in. And then there is a fight. I think the second pretty nailed on candidate, Verona Murphy, the independent, out of the sort of New Ross end of the constituency, Ramsgrange, those kind of areas. She's done very well in the last while since being a Fine Gael candidate, then being dropped as a Fine Gael candidate, winning a seat as an independent, getting a rake of her independently aligned councillors elected in the local elections. I think Verona Murphy's going to be fine. So that then strips it down to two seats between Labour, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, and I think AIM too. As much as, you know, they will say maybe Cavan Monaghan is their best chance of a second seat, they have a candidate here, Jim Codd, who I think he got a very, very big vote in the local elections, 23.9% of the vote in the Rosslare district, up from 8.3% in 2019. I think that he has got a very good shot of potentially being in there. Johnny Mithen, the Sinn Féin TD, he was one of these guys who got 400 votes in the local elections of 2019 and then got the third or fourth highest vote in the country. I have the exact stats here. He went from 818 votes to 18,700 votes in the space of a year. A total, you know, is it a total flash in the pan? Is there enough of a Sinn Féin vote there for him to keep his seat? Not 100% sure. Then the Fine Gael candidate, Cathal Byrne. He is a councillor out of Enniscorthy, topped the poll in 2024 with almost 2,300 votes. A solicitor who has a practice there as well. Met him recently at the Fine Gael think-in. Seems like a guy with his head screwed on. He's another one of the potential candidates. And then the Labour replacement, George Lawler, Councillor George Lawler, four-time mayor of Wexford. He has been a councillor since 2004. 4, got 20% of the vote in the 2019 by-election, which is always a good test of things because he would be seen as very much a Wexford town candidate, but got a good spread across the vote, and then took 21% of the vote by himself in 2024 in the local elections. I think George Orr has an excellent chance of being elected and keeping the Brendan Howland seat there. I think there's a big Labour vote, and I don't think it's all a Howland vote. I think there's a lot of it will go to him. So that potentially pits Fine Gael and Sinn Féin for the final seat. Is it going to be this new councillor, Cathal Byrne, or is it going to be Johnny Maitland? And then could Jim Codd of Aintew just put in a few votes everywhere? Again, hard to see. I know Ivan is going to come at me with an absolutist opinion on this. He's going to be like, I know Wexford, this is exactly what's going to happen. And maybe he'll be right. He knows it better than I do. But I think it's really interesting because it's one of those constituencies that could go a number of different directions. And there are a lot of them like this. If you give me Donegal, if you give me Mayo at the moment, if you give me Galway East, there are places that have had a lot of changes and a lot of people retiring that I could see going 3 or 4 or 5 different ways over the course of the election, based on the information we have at the minute. The big thing I'm trying to figure out at the minute is, this election for Fine Gael going to be like 2020 for Sinn Féin? In that, are people going to go to the ballot boxes to vote for Simon Harris the same way they went last time to vote for Mary Lou McDonald? And it won't be about the local candidate who doesn't have much experience and hasn't been on the scene long. It will be about Harris and his popularity, and will they do very, very well as a result? Not sure yet whether that was just a zeitgeist moment for Sinn Féin that isn't repeatable, or whether we are leaning more into personality politics. And we'll have a think about that. We'll try and get an opinion by the time the calling it goes on air, whenever the election is actually called. But there are your three. There's your taster. There's your three constituencies I'm finding very difficult to call at the moment. Three of the hardest in the country, in my opinion. Let me know what you're thinking. Reach me on social media. I have no doubt there will be plenty of politicos listening into this new podcast that we are launching and remembering everything Ivan has said about them in the past and rubbishing the predictions that we're going to make in the future as well. I'll be back next week with another episode of Let Me Explain. Until then, chat to you soon.